if you were building, let's say there was another tribunal 5 years from now, and they said, we would like for you to do your job well, what would you do that would improve what you've been able to do here? You must have some thoughts on that.
Yes, we, you know, every time we are going to improve some of the rules, internal rules. Yes, we are going to improve some of the areas.
Such as what?
Like, you know, like here, you have people coming from everywhere, like lawyers.
Right.
Coming from America, France, and other things. When they come here, they come, even to search them, it is a problem sometimes. They say, no, you are not going to search us. You know, you're coming in a detention, you have to be searched.
Of course.
And this kind of conflict, sometimes if they say, no, we are going, and then they want to use their position as a lawyer to challenge us, the thing that we don't know. This is something I think we have to improve. And we were very firm, my team and myself, to show them this is not possible. We have to do that, our duty. If they don't want, they have to leave the area. But sometimes it's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
Yeah.
And this is one of the area at the beginning when we tried to be very firm. And then even the detainees say, the commander don't want our lawyer to come. And then they went on hunger strike. I say, okay. And then I keep my position. Mm-hmm. Before investigators were coming here to enter, they say that they are lawyers. They are not lawyers. Because they are recruited, they don't have any background on law. They don't. They are not covered by any privileges. They are recruited by the, you know, anyways, most of them, some of them are even the relatives of the detainees. Yeah. And some of them were even, involved in the same time with the detainees. We have one of them or two of them were investigated, arrested later, and they brought here.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people we are dealing with and bringing a lot of things inside the detention, trying to bring a lot of things inside the detention, giving to the detainees.
Okay.
That's why we said, oh, we have to do according. If you don't want to be searched, me, if I go at STY prison or somewhere in America, I have to be searched as a commander,
right,
even if I'm in official delegation.
So have you had a big problem with people bringing in, what, I can't remember the word we used to use.
You know, everywhere in the detention, they try to smuggle things, of course. Yeah. Money, electronic device, you know, telephones, and especially some electronic device, which, you know, every day you have new. Every day you have one sophisticated device. They are trying to bring it inside, and then we have to be very vigilant and to detect that and to take it during our searches. I bought one equipment from America in 2006 to detect all the electronic devices inside the detention, and it cost us almost $16,000.
We would like to take a break now, and Lisa has a few more questions to ask you, and I think then we might well be finished, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
But before I do that, is there something that you yourself would like to say to people 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, something that from your heart about the tribunal, about your part of the tribunal, about what you would like to see done, what you have done, something that you know that people are going to watch or see on their computer or hear your voice years from now that your grandchildren will also look at? Is there something that you have in your heart that you would like to say to the
future? Of course. I would like, of course, everybody, that's why I say we are going everywhere, we are called everywhere to exchange our experience. I would like the world to know what we did here regarding the implementation of international standard, because I know you have many conflicts around the world. You cannot prevent. We have ICC. They have their detention. I think it is good for them also to get the benefit of our experiences. Why not?
So if we can take that
to fight impunity, and then also to participate in the international justice. I forget.
It's okay. To fight impunity.
Take this one. It's Nairobi Hospital. Yeah. They are calling me. Yes. Mm-hmm.
To fight impunity, I've seen that slogan. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that means to you, to fight impunity.
Impunity is everybody who involve or kill people, involve himself in mass killing, crime against humanity, like genocide,
yes,
raped, to be brought to mm-hmm. justice,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
trial. And he is found guilty, he has to be sentenced, and he has to serve his sentence. Mm-hmm. This is a fighting of impunity for me. Not to say that we can sit together to talk and forget. And, Rwanda, this is not the first time, since 1959,
yes.
59, 70, and others. It's the same thing repeating,
yes.
going and coming back.
You know the history, and of course you must know the history to do your job well.
Yeah.
Is there impunity still in here in, with some of the people that you have here, do you think?
I can say, yes, why not? Because they have ideology. Some of them are here still maintaining that there's a problem between them and the Tutsis. Mm-hmm. They are fighting. The way they are encouraging, they say that the other want, they come, and then themselves also, they are preparing. Maybe one day they will prepare to come back. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
This is what they are saying.
So they haven't learned
Not say
yet.
Directly, but they haven't learned yet. They would like also the other part to be brought to justice.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they say.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.